from the National Catholic Register. This is Register Radio, bringing light and clarity to the news and topics that affect your life.
This week on Register Radio, we're talking graduation. So who's setting the tone as Catholic grads are sent forth on the world? Jeanette DeMello and reporter Joseph Pronishin discuss 2016 Catholic College commencement speakers. Also, Jeanette and reporter Peter Jesserer Smith look at how Catholic University of America is expanding its School of Business and Economics. Welcome again to Register Radio, a co-production of EWTN and the National Catholic Register. I'm Tom Price, along with Jeanette DeMello, editor-in-chief of the Register. Thanks for joining us. Our first guest, Joseph Pronishin, has been a staff writer with the National Catholic Register since 2005. His articles have appeared regularly in a number of national publications, including Columbia Magazine, Faith and Family, Catholic Digest, and Marian Helper. Joseph talks with Jeanette about commencement speakers at Catholic universities.
Well, Joe, it's always good to have you back on Register Radio. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm always happy to be here.
So, Joe, every year around this time, we talk about commencement speakers. These are speakers at Catholic colleges or Catholic universities, and there's many, many of them, and we couldn't possibly cover all of the speakers, but the Register every year just tries to take a look at the good, the bad, and the ugly of who's speaking at these commencements. And you usually cover that for us, so you've got a good historical perspective of what's going on here. And I thought today we'd start by talking about the good, which probably makes you happy because it's always better to talk about something positive. So what's going on at our Catholic colleges on the very positive side of things?
Well, let's see, on the very positive side of things, Jeanette, there's quite a number of archbishops and even cardinals this year that are being honored or are going to be commencement speakers. For example, Archbishop Joseph Kurtz, who is on the USCCB, president of it, he's going to be speaking at DeSales University, which is one of the schools on our college guide. EWTN's own President Michael Warsaw is going to be at Northeast Catholic College, which has made incredible strides this past year in starting to increase its student population. Sean O'Malley is going to be at Ave Maria University, and Cardinal Edwin O'Brien is going to be at Christendom College. You're going to have others like Archbishop Salvatore Corleone at Thomas Aquinas College. And he obviously is one of the leading lights in the battle for marriage in the United States. That's just a handful. You're going to have some interesting honorees, too, and speakers. For example, Dr. James Hitchcock, who is an incredible Catholic historian, he's going to be at Christendom also. And as Christendom's president, O'Donnell, said that he's just faithfully served the Church and Christ in so numerous ways. And his books on church history are brilliant.
You know, Joe, that brings me, just what President O'Donnell said. You know, really, what are the Catholic colleges seeking in their commencement speaker? Why do they choose the commencement speakers that they choose? Did you get a feedback on that?
No, I didn't. But faithful Catholic colleges, let's put it this way. I hate to put it this way, but we have to say the faithful Catholic colleges look for somebody who's always been faithful to the Church, who promotes been faithful to the magisterium, faithful to the Pope, who promotes the Catholic faith in beautiful ways, whether it's through their speech or their teaching or their writing, or in the case of, cardinals and bishops, their leadership of dioceses, various dioceses, and their flocks. Those are the things that seem to stand out. One other standout, when I mentioned teaching, is that St. Gregory's University in Shawnee, Oklahoma, is going to have Monsignor James Shea as their speaker. And for those that don't know, Monsignor Shea is the president of the University of Maryland, the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. And in a few short years, 5-6 years maybe, he has made incredible turnaround in that university and stride, mm-hmm. so that it's shot to the ranks of one of the best Catholic universities in the United States, and at a bargain price, too, for tuition. And I'm not getting paid on their advertising for saying that.
Right, sure, sure. No, it's true. I mean, it's true. St. Mary's has had an incredible increase in both programs and as well as students. And it is interesting that another college is honoring the president of another college. So that's a rather interesting take. In your story, which will run in our May 15th edition of the Register and will be online soon. It's commencements 2016. Commencement speakers run the gamut, and in this article, Joe, you do mention Catholic University, Catholic University of America, there in D.C., and they have a rather interesting speaker this year. It's in the model choices part of the article, and who's their speaker?
Yeah, they've chosen a comedian. They've chosen Jim Gaffigan and his wife. And it's in one way it's a great choice for something entirely different because he has a wonderful following, a wonderful audience, and here is somebody that Jim and Jeannie Gaffigan have present family life, beautiful family life and faith in their mm-hmm. In their show, the Jim Gaffigan Show, and he's known as a clean comedian. He does not use any foul language, and he brings the church in a most positive way, and his faith in a most positive way into his work. And so it shows that here is somebody who is really fighting for the church and family in the arts, where family and faith take such a drubbing today.
Sure, it sounds like that would be a very fun commencement to be at this year, but unfortunately not all of the commencements are going to bring such confirmation of our Catholic teaching, Catholic values. Some of the commencement speakers are rather questionable in this area. So what are some of the areas that that we really look at and say, whoa, what were they thinking? Who were some of the speakers?
Some of the speakers here, again, some of the names are not too familiar to us over here, but the Catholic colleges that seem to shun or turn their backs on the bishop's opposition to such speakers and their clear directives not to give platforms to speakers who are opposed to Catholic teaching. But you got a Dr. Paul Farmer at Regis College in Weston, Massachusetts. In fact, you have two speakers. And Dr. Paul Farmer is the founding director of something called Partners in Health. And they one of the big things, yes, they have health programs in poor countries, but one of their big things is to endorse and promote contraception on a large scale. And they're very happy and proud to do this. Their website tells how they've spread this in Haiti, Rwanda, Lesotho. And then they do have a nun speaking there. She's one of the nuns whose organization has a Sister Simone Campbell. She keeps pushing for women priests. She doesn't mm-hmm. feel like she wants to be a priest herself, but she keeps saying if the women holler long enough, they'll have women's ordination, even though she admits the Pope said the door is closed. And then as a Catholic social justice organization she runs, she fought against the bishops, or she lobbied for the Affordable Care Act, even though the bishops were against it because of their abortion problems with their. Mark Shriver is another one, president of Save the Children Action Network. Sure, they save children, but at the same time, they promote contraception quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And they, he's got 100% rating from NARAL, and Gonzaga Law School.
And he's at Mark Shriver. Excuse me, is at the La Roche College in Pennsylvania.
Two colleges he's speaking at.
Okay, so La Roche and also Gonzaga.
A Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington, they've got the Washington State Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, speaking as their commencement speaker. And he strongly supported same-sex marriage with the Supreme Court, urging the Supreme Court to recognize it. And he joined, other attorney generals mm-hmm. in doing that, friends of the court briefs, and a friend of the court brief to for the Supreme Court to strike down parts of the Texas law limiting access to abortions. And these people are, and of course, two of the most egregious are former President Bill Clinton at Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University, and Vice President Joe Biden, who's getting the Laetari Medal at Notre Dame in Indiana. And
I'd like to talk a little bit more about that one, but in the meantime, let me tell everyone who they're listening to. This is Register Radio. This is Jeanette DiMello and Joseph Pronishin. We're talking about Catholic College commencement speakers. And Joe, obviously, this is the one that's captured probably the secular attention the most, and it's Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, speaking at Notre Dame. He's actually being honored there, as well as Speaker John Boehner. And there have been problems on both sides. Joe, we just have 2 minutes left. It's a really short, short segment. But tell us what the issues have been and how the university and the church there has responded.
The university says they are not honoring them for their their public views like that, but for their public service. It sounds like a slippery path they're taking on that. It just doesn't make sense, like they're playing ignorant to, the damage that's being caused by the support of abortion on demand, same-sex marriage, embryonic stem cell research that Vice President Biden constantly pushes for and promotes and supports. Fort Wayne Bishop Kevin Rhodes has come out very strongly against that, and he's questioned their choice. He said his concern is about the whole matter is the scandal that it's causing. He says, the church, the Catholics have a grave and clear obligation to oppose these laws and that support that, and not give platforms to people like that. He disagrees strongly with awarding someone outstanding service to church and society who hasn't been faithful to that obligation, and yet they're going ahead and doing it.
That's right.
And DePaul University's honoring the chairman of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, which is, again, pushed for same-sex marriage and lauded it.
That's right. Now, this is, there's always serious matters to consider who represents the school in these moments. I mean, these are the moments we're sending our Catholic college students out into the world, and we want to give them the right tone, the right setting to go out. And so we do take these things seriously. We invite our listeners to read this story by Joseph Pronishin, Commencement Speakers 2016, College Speakers Run the Gamut. Thanks a lot, Joe, for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeanette, and thank you for having me there.
When we return, we'll talk about some big changes at Catholic University of America's School of Business and Economics. This is Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. More in a moment.
In today's world, we have all kinds of misinformation and even disinformation about Christianity, Catholicism, and religion in general. And we need a source that is going to give us direct quotations and authentic news about what is going on in the church, so we know what the Pope really said and not what the media said he said. We need to know what the Synod is doing, what the encyclicals mean, in order to be able to give the facts of our faith. For that reason, we need the National Catholic Register, which will give us the good news along with the hard news of our world today. And in that way, we can have what we need to go out to our world and give them the good news of Jesus Christ.
For a free 6-issue trial of the National Catholic Register, go to EWTN.com and click on the banner for the Register, or call 800-421-3230 for your 6 free issues.
Let's return to Register Radio on EWTN.
And welcome back. Along with Jeanette DiMello, I'm Tom Price. Our next guest, Peter Jesserer Smith, is a Register staff reporter. Peter helped cover Pope Francis's historic visit to Jerusalem and the Holy Land in 2014. He's also reported for various other Catholic media outlets. Today, Peter talks with Jeanette about Catholic University of America and how they're expanding their School of Business and Economics.
Peter, it's great to have you on Register Radio again. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeanette. It's always a pleasure.
So this radio show, we've been talking about Catholic colleges. I just spent some time with Joe Pronishin talking about commencement speakers. But this is actually a fun topic because we're going to be talking about Catholic University of America and some expansion that they have had in their business school. Fill us in on what's going on at Catholic U.
Well, very exciting things at Catholic University. They just had a major $47 million grant to their School of Business and Economics. And this is significant because they started this business school 3 years ago, completely from scratch. But the idea was they were going to create a business school completely immersed in the church's social teaching so that they could raise a new generation of business leaders that are going to be formed by, going to realize that business is a vocation, mm-hmm. and that the way to be most successful in business is to guide it along the church's path for social teaching. And an amazing number of CEOs put together this gift, led by Tim and Steph Bush. Tim Bush runs the Napa Institute, and their foundation provided the $15 million name grant to the business school. So it's pretty significant.
It is a pretty significant move, and I was just thinking it was just a few years ago that Andrew Abella was appointed the dean, I guess it was, and really got the school off the ground. What were some of the things that he accomplished in these years before they got this very nice grant?
Well, absolutely. I mean, a huge resource that they were able to accomplish and get right off the ground was the Catechism for Business, which Dr. Abella co-authored. And the beautiful thing about it is that a lot of Catholic businessmen have been asking, well, all right, so I have this vocation, but how do I conduct my business in line with the Church of Social Teaching? I don't know what it is. And what Abella did with Dr. Capizzi is they collaborated on this Catechism for Business, which provides a handy resource that provides citations to all these different Catholic social teachings and quotes them, the different social encyclicals, from Rerum Novarum up to the present day, so that businessmen can make decisions guided by what the church is teaching about the dignity of the human person, mm-hmm. about solidarity, especially with the most vulnerable, making subsidiary decisions, keeping things at the most local level, and with an aim towards the common good. So that was huge right off the bat. The other thing that they've done is they've hosted two major conferences within the past 3 years that have brought together CEOs and church leaders, particularly from the Vatican. And part of the aim there is to bring these two groups together to say, how can we collaborate together so that business can be of service to the church's vision for creating a just society. So that will ultimately help inform the Vatican and the Pope Francis, in how this partnership can achieve the church's goals, particularly in care for the poor.
Sure,
so that
absolutely
is huge.
Absolutely. This is Jeanette DiMello on Register Radio. I'm speaking to Peter Jesserer Smith, our staff reporter. We're talking about Catholic University and the expansion of their business school. And Peter, you know, one of the things you speak about in your article is how CUA is seeking to save capitalism in the U.S., or can they save capitalism in the U.S.? And what do you mean by that question?
Well, one thing, I mean, I talked to Tim Bush, and he really had a great insight on this, which was people are losing confidence that business is looking out for interests other than their own, that it's mm-hmm. aimed towards the common good. And I talked with Tim Bush and Frank Hanna of Hanna Capital. They both said they know that successful businessmen look out for the common good. It's people who don't have ethics that are causing these crashes and things that really, really hurt a lot of other people's lives. But what they realized was we're at a turning point where if capitalism is going to be saved, it has to be permeated by people who are going to create a culture where the church's social teaching, the church's insight on that, you know, business is a vocation, it's a creative vocation. Profit is not the most important thing, it's part of the health of the business, but that it's ultimately a business culture has to be oriented towards serving people. And Frank Hanna pointed out that Chick-fil-A does very, very well because it has that kind of culture. Southwest Airlines is a very, very successful airline because they put people first. And what they realized was, what Tim said is, we need business leaders who realize that, who are so inculcated with the church's moral teaching and its vision, that they're going to create businesses that are going to lift up people and lift up society. And that's what capitalism needs, because otherwise people would turn to socialism, and what will happen is the poor will continue to get poorer, and they said the super wealthy will continue to game the system.
Now, is this a response to Pope Francis? I mean, Pope Francis, many have said, has come down very hard on capitalism. So is this a response to him?
Well, actually, you know, what they said is that if you actually take a deeper look at what Pope Francis is talking about, he's not really so much attacking capitalism per se, but so much as the wrong kind of capitalism, the capitalism that is trying to be it adrift of the church's teaching or virtue. You know, their insight is that capitalism will truly be free, markets will truly be free, if people making business decisions are virtuous. Mm-hmm. And Bill Bowman, the incoming dean of the CUA Business School, said Pope Francis has actually given them a wonderful challenge, which was, how can business actually address issues such as poverty? And he said, I mean, that's a great thing. They're now putting people on research about how this can be done. They're getting their students thinking about it. Pope Francis is actually inviting business to really engage their community and help poor people, not the government, lift people out of poverty, empower them with real wages that can support a family.
This is Jeanette DiMello on Register Radio. I'm having a conversation with Peter Jesserer Smith about an article he wrote at ncregister.com on CUA Business School's expansion. We're talking right now about how Pope Francis has urged businesses, capitalists, those who are involved in business, to really respond to some of the great needs in our society, to respond to the poor. But also, Peter, you write about the response to human ecology, which is a word that Pope Francis uses and a word that CUA has picked up on. What are they going to do in this area of human ecology?
Well, I think the real insight is that The real insight is that we're really all in this together. The poor are not some sort of abstract person's business. Is not some endeavor that is divorced from the rest of society or real people's lives. We're all in this together, and we have to think about the common good and how we affect each other. I was talking with Andreas Widmer, who was he's a professor there who was a CEO with expertise in emerging markets. And he was a former Swiss guard with John Paul II, wrote a book called The Pope and the CEO. But he said what they're trying to do with their students is teach them to see the poor as being right there in their neighborhood, mm-hmm. as being people that they can actually help. He said, we need to get people to stop thinking about social justice as something that is a policy or something a government official does. It's something that I do. And real easy thing they can do to help the poor is help them with get suits and teach them basic interviewing skills so that they can land a job. I remember when I was in D.C., I met a number of poor people who were really just wanted that chance. Just wanted that chance to prove that they could get their foot in the door and do the job. But they were getting turned down because they didn't have those basic interviewing skills or they didn't look the part. And he said, and Andreas Widmer, he pointed out that providing that suit, teaching those job skills is something that business can do. And it's something that we can do right here in our community. And if businesses start thinking about that, we're going to see a lot more social problems and poverty relieved because it's human beings in business taking care of other human beings. We're not looking for a handout. They're looking for a hand up, and business can provide that.
Absolutely. Well, Peter, we're just at the end of our show here, and I guess just real quickly, how is the school doing in terms of students?
The business school is one of the biggest draws of students.
Excellent.
To Catholic University of America now. Andrew Abella, who is now the provost, told me that a quarter of all their applicants are seeking to join the business school. So it has made a huge impact. It is drawing students who really want to learn how to have a vocation with business that is guided by the church's teaching. And he said they're not hurt, and their graduates are not hurting for jobs.
That's great. So good to hear, Peter. You know, that's our next story, is to talk to those graduates and see what they're doing. So thanks so much for doing this story, and we'll look forward to the next one that covers these students and the great stuff that they're doing.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Don't forget, you can listen to our show again by going to ncregister.com or ewtnradio.net. Thanks for joining us on Register Radio. For our producer, Elena Rodriguez, Jeanette, and all of us at the Register and here at EWTN, I'm Tom Price. See you next week.
For more information about the National Catholic Register and about Register Radio, go to ncregister.com. Podcasts of Register Radio are posted on ncregister.com and on ewtn.com. Join us next week at this time for Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.